Hello, everybody, wherever you are watching and listening to us. This is the time we are going to share the Word of God. And our reading today is coming from the book of John, chapter 14. I will read from verse 1 until 12. John 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And that is the word of God today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus is reassuring the disciples because they are clearly troubled. And one may ask the question, what is the source of this trouble? Where does this trouble come from? When you read the Bible, in John chapter 13, you find Jesus talking to his disciples. Before that, the Bible says that he washed the feet of the disciples, and then he brought them together and talked to them. And when he was talking to the disciples, the Bible says that he said, I have washed your feet, but one of you is not clean. And he was troubled in his spirit. And when he explained the reason of his unhappiness, he said to them that one of them will betray him. He predicts that Judah is the one to betray him. And that was a shocking news. They were all shocked. The entire team was shocked. Because one of them, one disciple, will betray the Lord. Jesus added again that he will not be longer with them, that he will leave them, But where he is going, nobody can come. And Peter asked the question, but Lord, where are you going? Jesus said, where I'm going, nobody can come. Jesus brought together his disciples and talked to them as a father can talk to his children. Imagine a father talking to his children, telling them that, I have been with you, I did my best to help you, to bring you to school, so that you may be happy all your life. But now I'm going to leave, I'm going to die, and one of you is one who will betray me. That must be a shocking news to the entire family. And that's what happened to the disciples. How come that one of us can betray the Lord? Jesus knew that his time of suffering is coming, and he knew that it will be difficult for his disciples. He saw that they are in trouble. He advised them to love one another to overcome this tough time. And that may be our situation today. We may be in trouble. We are going through a very difficult time. Jesus is talking to us. If we want to overcome this difficult time, love one another. When people are going through a difficult time, this is always an opportunity for Satan to sow the seed of doubt and discouragement. And this also may be our situation today, because we are going through a difficult time and we may be doubting that God may help us to change the situation. So, knowing that, Jesus said to his disciples that if they want to overcome the situation, what they need is the obedience to God. To trust in God, to trust also in Jesus. Jesus is calling us every day to trust in his word, to trust him, to trust in God, and also to do everything he is saying to them. Today and this week we were celebrating the Ascension Day, the day which reminds all the Christians how Jesus departed from earth to heaven. And the message is the same. When you read in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 8, you find Jesus bringing together his disciples and telling them not to leave Jerusalem, but to stay and wait for the Holy Spirit. But he did not tell them the time when the Holy Spirit will come. It was to tell them that they can trust in what he's saying. Do not leave Jerusalem. Trust in my words. When you read the same verses, you find that he will tell them that the time and the occasions is under the authority of God, because he was responding to the question of his disciples who said, is it that time that you will give back the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, the time is under the authority of God. He was telling them that you can trust in God, that what he says, he will do it. Then when we come back to John chapter 14, we find that Jesus is giving promises to his disciples. He says, I am going to my Father, but I will come again. He does not talk about time, but he calls for trust. I am going. He does not talk about things he did, but about the promises. My Father's house has many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Believe that the house belongs to my Father, and that it is me who is going to prepare the places. And this version says that he is going to prepare rooms. So if Jesus is the one who is going to prepare rooms, we as his disciples can believe that our Lord will prepare rooms for us. Trust in him, trust in the word of God, but also trust in what Jesus is saying. I think that Jesus was keeping in mind the question of Peter. When you read chapter 13 of John, Peter asked, but where are you going? And he said, where I'm going, nobody can follow me. Because he was talking about his suffering. And indeed, nobody followed Jesus to suffer with him on the cross. But here in chapter 14, Jesus is saying, I'm going to my Father, but I will come again. And I'm going to prepare the rooms for you, so that where I am, you can come. So I know that when people are going through troubles, most of the time, they have many questions. They are troubled and confused. Sometimes this disciple may say, how come that he says that where he is going, nobody can follow him? That is John chapter 13. He was talking about his sufferings. But when he talks about where he is going to his Father, everybody can follow him. So he says, I'm going to my Father. I'm going to prepare rooms. I will come again. And you are all welcome. So don't worry that Jesus, our Lord, who is going to the Father, will come again to take us to our last destination. We can even use the word to escort us so that we may not be lost on the way. So trust in God and trust in the word of Jesus is saying. But when you read the text, you find that Thomas is not convinced. And he is the image of people who are going through troubles. And Thomas will ask, he will come back to the same question of Peter. And Thomas said, but Lord, we understand, but we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? I think that Thomas is honest. If you don't know the place, you cannot know the way. If you never been in Goma, you cannot know the way of Goma. I'm thinking like an ordinary African who travels on foot without GPS and other techniques. If you never been in Sake, that means you don't know the way of Sake. If you never been in Kirumba, I'm talking about a city in North Kivu, that means you don't know the way of Kirumba. But here Jesus is saying, I'm going to the Father. The place he is going is to the Father. And the way to go to the Father is myself. He's saying, it is me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the God appointed person to guide you. That means if you have never been to heaven, don't try to use your techniques and your way to go there. I'm sure you will be lost. If you want to go to heaven, the God-appointed person to bring us there is Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and life. So, for the question of Thomas, the response is clear that where I'm going is to the Father, and the way it is me. The way is familiar to you. The way is the Lord of the disciple. One may think that Jesus was putting the end to their questions. But now, one question emerged from Philip. And when you listen to the question, you find that Philip was reflecting deeply on what Jesus was saying. His question is clear. Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. When you listen to the question, you may find that Philip is saying to Jesus, everything you were talking about was theory, but now you must be practical and show the Father, or maybe point out Him, because we want to see Him today in His flesh. You may think that was a tough question, an important question, but for Jesus, that was surprising, and even it was a disappointment for Jesus. That means that sometimes we ask questions to Jesus which disappoint Him. For Jesus, how come that Philip can ask this question? Because I have been for long among them. And he should know that when he sees me, he has seen the Father. So Philip, I am disappointed. Jesus opened his mind to tell him that the need to see the Father is already met. Because I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And all what I'm doing, and the Word of God, is witnessing that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. So this question should not be asked, Philip. I know that we also have many questions today, because we are troubled. And when people are troubled, that means they are also confused. And when people are confused, that means that they are also losing their logical thinking. So don't worry, people will ask questions. But we also do not worry, because Jesus will respond to all of them. In all our contexts, Jesus will respond to all our questions. Come back to Acts chapter 1, and we will be thinking for what happened to the disciples. Imagine you are witnessing Jesus lifted up. Try to put the shoes of the disciples. He is going up, and then finally at the end, the Bible says that a cloud separated them and Jesus disappeared in a cloud. Is it a good event, do you think, for these disciples? They are beloved. Is separated, is hidden in a cloud. Try to put their shoes. And I don't think that it was a good event. We may say it was not good, not bad. But for them, I think it was a stressing event. Their beloved disappear. Their beloved is hidden in a cloud. And the Bible says that when they were thinking, looking at the sky, and I think they was not looking at the sky, they were looking at the cloud. Then suddenly, the Bible says that two men, and I like that version which says that it was two men, even if we know that it was two angels. But two men, I mean people like them, their neighbors, came and said to them, "You people, do you think that Jesus is hidden by the cloud?" No. He is not hidden. He is coming back to take us to our destination. And I say again, to escort us to heaven, because we have never been to heaven. The Bible says that it is only Jesus who reveals God the Father to us. So, I know that in Congo, we have so many clouds. And if you ask Congolese to write the list of clouds, they will write a very long list of clouds, which we think is hiding God. Let me cite some of them. Our long political instability is like a cloud in Congo, which can hide God. Our long insecurity, among it, food insecurity also. It's like a cloud. Then, if we come in the area of outbreaks, disease outbreaks, then in Congo you can find measles outbreak, cholera, malaria, Ebola, and then COVID-19. So those are like clouds which are hiding. For some people, God is like hidden in a cloud, and we do not see him. But I like this version, that God is sending two men to us to tell us, to come and comfort us and tell us that God is not hidden. You can tell it to your neighbor that God is not hidden by all kind of clouds you can find in Congo. But he is coming again to take us and escort us to our last destination. So, do not look at your cloud, your kind of cloud. And also today, be ready to be that person who can be sent by God to go and tell other people that God is not hidden. God does not disappear in a cloud, but he's coming back and escort us to our last destination. So, brothers and sisters, I know that we all are going through difficult time, stressing moments, and you may have many, many questions today. We will not respond to them, but Jesus is able to respond to all our questions. I know that you have read them on internet and in social media. But scientists are trying to help us to respond to some questions. I know that you have listened to people talking about social distancing, washing regularly your hands, and covering your nose when you are sneezing, or covering your mouth when you are coughing. All these are responses to many of our questions. But I know that some of them remain, and we will not respond to them. Trust in God and trust in Jesus. He will respond to all your different questions and also in your intimacy with God. Put Him all your questions and He is ready to respond to them. May God, our Lord, bless His word. Amen.